Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And yeah, you know, if you're someone who doesn't recognize the name Yakov Smirnoff, you should leave our country right now. You should just get out of the country. This man has been everywhere. I mean, for the last couple of decades, Yakov Smirnoff has made people laugh. And he's back with us here in the National Defense. Yakov, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic and getting better.
What a country. Listen, we are based in...
What a country.
We're based in Kansas City, Missouri. Yep. So I've seen your show in Branson, and it's a fantastic show. And that's still going on, right?
Yes. I do 3 shows a week. This is my 30th anniversary of being here in Branson, entertaining over 6 million people. So come on down, whoever is nearby.
Wow. You know, sometimes I think people forget about, you know, you do the stand-up and you do the show in Branson. You have had some incredible success in movies, too. Moscow and the Hudson, primarily with Robin Williams. How was that experience?
Yes. Oh, unbelievable. I mean, I, you know, was a huge fan of Robin, but it was like really early in my career when they approached me to do this movie. Paul Mazursky was a director, and so I was working with Robin, but he is like so fun to improvise with.
Right, I'll
so
bet.
We rehearsed the scene that I suggested some ideas. He said, wow, let's do it. We rehearsed it, and next morning, we're supposed to shoot it, and Paul Mazursky says, okay, let's see what you guys got, and we did, and then he's staring at us going, wait, you changed my script. we're like, yeah, we did, he said, okay, here's the deal. He said, I give you 5 minutes to put it back or both of you are fired.
Really?
And he wasn't kidding. Yes, he wasn't kidding. Because I guess I didn't know this, but he made the deal with Robin that he is not going to go off script. Because, you know, Ian, with the live audience, it's different than with the movie. And so with the live audience, they would kind of feed him and he would just go off of that. And they put it in a contract that if you go off script, you're no longer the star of this movie. And so Robin and I both, we put it back together in like 2 minutes. So we were fine. But it was scary for a moment.
Yeah, I can't imagine somebody telling Robin Williams to stick to the script. I mean, that's that had to be one of the few things.
Yep,
we're talking to Yakov Smirnoff here on the National Defense. And of course, you know, the many other things that I've enjoyed you through the years. I used to always enjoy your appearances with Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show.
Yes.
Those are always so memorable. Did you guys have any kind of a relationship off the show?
Carson was very reclusive.
Sure.
He was very friendly when he would see me and catch up. He was also learning Russian for some reason. And so he would start out like saying hello to me in Russian, and the audience didn't know what he was doing. And and so then I would just, then I would go, let me translate. And then I would translate, you know, that he was asking how do you say alimony in Russian.
Right.
So the audience would get a kick out of my translation.
That's pretty cool. That's very cool. We're talking to Yakov Smirnoff here in the National Defense. And now, so let's talk about this new thing that you're involved with here. And it's called the Cubaverse. Do I have that right?
The Cubaverse. Yeah. Thecubaverse.com is a site that you go to enter this kind of like a metaverse. Only it's you're looking at on the flat screen. However, you see it in 3D, so you can manipulate. So if you have a piece of art in there, which is what I and Mike Rosen is, who is a friend of mine, who created the Cubaverse, and he put my art, ask if he could showcase my art. I said, sure. And so you can now go from all over the world and go to thecubiverse.com and see my art. But not only that, you can also, if you're an artist and you want to create your own cube, it's totally free. And then the person who wins the contest gets a prize of $1,000.
I saw that, and I went to the site, and it is very fascinating about how you compare a regular web page with what the Cubiverse does, and it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you understand all of this technology? Because I get a little lost.
No, I don't. Mike Rosen is the one who introduced me to internet 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And he said, Yaakov, you should get Yaakov.com right away. And I go, what is Yaakov.com? What is that? He said, trust me, it will become big. And I was like, so I didn't go for it. And he paid his money to get me Yaakov.com, and I still have that. That's my website.
That's pretty cool.
So I trust that he is on the cutting edge of this technology, which for me is a little bit scary, but he is totally comfortable in it, and I believe it's going to be huge.
I am convinced that he has stolen your ID.
Ah!
Yeah, if you go to thecubiverse.com. And now, Yaakov, we can't let you go without talking about Ukraine. I mean, you are Ukrainian. Now, do you still have contact with some folks there?
Oh, very much so. My family, I still have a lot of family there. And my wife is from Kiev. I'm from Odessa. And so she is from Kiev, and her family, part of her family fled to Europe. Her father is still, he's a farmer, and he is sometimes on the Russian territory, and then Ukrainians take it back, so it's really challenging, but he still is farming because people need to eat.
Well, since all of this came up, there has been so much more familiarity now with the situation in Ukraine, the type of people there, the type of absolute stand-up community it is. And it's got to make you proud to know that the world now recognizes the kind of people that are in Ukraine, right?
Absolutely. They sacrifice. Oh, my goodness. It's David and Goliath kind of a fight.
Absolutely.
So our hearts are our prayers, but we are praying for peace. Whatever,
yes.
The point is, it's like, if you're in Kansas City and you would have to fight somebody from New York or California.
Right.
It would be insane. And the question is, like, for what? Is it for peace of land? Is it for democracy? Whatever it is,
right,
it's costing a lot of lives. And that's where our heart goes out to them. And we support as much as we can. My wife's family very much, it's been a year and a half that we've been totally supporting them.
Wow.
So it's been challenging, and I also speak Russian, so that's my native language. So it's kind of weird, to be on both sides, and kind of go, let's just stop it, whatever it is,
right,
just stop it.
Well, and Zelensky, this incredible leader, used to be a stand-up comic, right, and an actor. Did you know him? Did you know him in that profession?
I did not. He's a lot younger, but I do know his work, and I think it's hilarious. He's been in a lot of movies. He was like Robin Williams. It's like if Robin Williams became the leader of the nation going to war.
That's a good, Oh man, that's incredible.
It's kind of weird because I know him as a stand-up or an actor, and his claim to fame was he did a show on a Ukrainian television called Servant of the People, where he accidentally becomes the president of the country. And I think it was part of the grooming him towards being a president, because that gave, it's kind of like Trump was the, you know, apprentice.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
So it introduces your qualities, your whatever you stand for through the show, and then they elect you as a president. So it's it was kind of similar thing there.
Wow. Listen, Yakov, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I can't wait to see the show in Branson again. And just
please,
encourage.
Absolutely. Yeah, go to I'm so glad to talk to you.
TheCubaVerse.com is where you go. And we'll be right back here on the National Defense.